spirit and love. But I think I've only gone twice. Because the first time I went, I really got it at the funeral, but I even got it more at the gravesite that my mother wasn't located there. So it was like going there, it was like going where my mother wasn't. I knew that, but the reason why I also found out the reason why I liked to go, it wasn't like a negative thing, was because even if it was just the remains of what appeared to be her body, in a sense, it was symbolic of her being in my life and in a way still there, as weird as that may sound. So by me knowing that my mother was not her body, because I got in the course in 1980, she died in 1992. My mother and I were extremely close. I realized that I didn't feel that gut-wrenching sense of loss that I thought I would feel. And I kept waiting for, okay, when is it gonna come? And I realized that even though her body had been destroyed, I still completely felt her presence. I mean, complete, still, and then the same thing happened when my brother made his transition 5 years ago, and he and I were best friends. That we used to say that we were best friends who just happened to be brothers. It was like, oh, we just happen to have the same mother and father, but we best friends. So again, there was another transition that I thought it happened in my life would be the most devastating thing that I could ever experience. You know, I mean, I come from seven children. I came from a very close family. And one of my worst nightmares was the thought of losing any of my brothers and sisters or my mother. And so I watched two major transitions happen in my life since getting in the Course in Miracles and dedicating myself to the acceptance of this thought system. And I realized that I was not experiencing the loss that I thought I was going to experience. And that alone was worth the price of admission. If nothing else about this book, you know what I'm saying, to go through the transition of people that I genuinely love and be able to maintain my center and my peace and the awareness of their presence was the greatest gift I could have received out of this material. And as weird as it may sound, there are other ways to maintain that communication. One of the favorite ways that I maintain the communication with my mother, with my father, and with my brother is just the absolute feeling of the presence, because he said mind's being joined without the body's interference. And the other one is in the dream state. Literally, we can visit in the dream state and sit down and talk to each other. And it's amazing. You know why I can have those experiences? Because of my beliefs. He says the communication would still continue provided you didn't see the body as a necessary means of communication. Now, if I'm one of these people who go, there is no such thing as that. I don't believe in that. That couldn't possibly be true. If I can't see it and it can't be proved scientifically, then it doesn't exist. Then for that person, it will not exist. And their loved ones will indeed be dead to them. But it's only because of their belief, not because of the person no longer exists. A really great analogy of that is so simple. It's like right now we know that radio and TV is being broadcast all around us, but we also know that without a receiver, we can't hear the broadcast. And at this level of reality, our bodies are the communication devices that allow us to communicate with each other because we believe we're separate. Does that make sense? We think we're separate, so we have separate bodies to talk to each other through. But that is not the way it is for all beings. Beings who know that they're one, and you get to that point in love, all of us have had that experience with someone we love. Someone we really feel connected to, we've all had that experience of finishing each other's sentences or thinking something right when the other person thinks it or saying it right before they say it. You know, the more connected you are, the more you have telepathic, synchronistic experiences. We've all had that. And so that says to us that the more our minds are joined, the more we have unlimited communication. And the more we think we're our bodies, the more we need cell phones. Which are also symbolic of the fact that the mass consciousness is beginning to join more to the point that we can be in communication with each other at any time, any place. Now, we used to could only do that at a phone booth or at home or indoors. Think about it in our lifetime. We've gone from to being able to, I was at a Rag Day concert Saturday night, and It was right after sunset up in Red Rocks. Gorgeous. And they said, you know, everybody used to say, you know, take your cigarette lighter. You know, they told everybody, take out your cell phones. And then, you know, hit the dial. And it was frigging amazing how many people in the crowd had a cell phone. So you were literally looking at thousands of lights, but they were all cell phones. And it was like going, yeah. You know what that means? That means every person sitting in this bleacher could communicate with everybody else in the bleacher and everybody else anywhere in the world that had a cell phone. So it's, we're seeing symbolically that communication is growing and communicate, because what happens on the outer is symbolic of what's going on the inner plane. So we're beginning to join inwardly, so outwardly we have in symbolism of that, which means we got all these ways we can communicate now. Email and this and that, you know what I'm saying? So we are joining, y'all. That's, I hope that's all I'm saying. That despite what it looks like, the insanity that it looks like is going on in the world, we have already crossed over into another level of consciousness. And what you are looking at is the residue of the old way we used to be before it fades away. And some people still are going to give that old way of separation and attack one last round. Okay? And our job is to not join them in the separation and to bless them, even while they're trying to do it one more time. Just like your friend is going back to that person you know one more time. You know what I'm saying? You know, even you may be doing it. Here I go. I'm really tried with this person, even though nothing's really changed. They haven't really changed. I haven't really changed. Neither one of us have changed, but we're going to do it again, because we all know that we just have not done the thing that doesn't work enough times. That when you do the thing that doesn't work 601 times, then the thing that doesn't work all of a sudden miraculously works. Okay. So, now what about that? How did you feel about that statement, to sacrifice the body is to sacrifice nothing? It's really to go to the heart level of consciousness, you go to your feeling. That's why I'm not asking you what you think. Yeah.
I'm relieved.
Share with me a little about that.
You know, I've carried around shame about my body and terror around my body, and I'm relieved that I can let those things go. Yeah.
Especially as I get older. It gets more every year, that idea of somebody loving me beyond my body becomes a more and more appealing idea. You know? I want somebody that I always look beautiful to because of who I am. Because I've never seen an ugly person that I loved, no matter what they look like. Have you?
Yeah.
No. Somebody you really like, they just don't look bad to you. You know, even, you know, the real test of that is when you wake up in the morning and look at each other first thing in the morning for the first time, and you can smile. You know, something going on. If it's a relationship, if it's a love relationship, but you know what I mean, a friendship. Like, you just see each other. There are people in my life that I have relationships with that just to think about them brings me peace. Even if I don't see them, if they just cross my mind, I feel better. That's communication. Without the bodies interfering, our body didn't have to be around each other for us to give each other peace. See, that's real communication. Anybody else feelings about that idea of to sacrifice the body and sacrifice nothing?
Well, my mother died on Saturday.
Thank you for that note you left me too. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought I was crazy because I go around having conversations with her. The other day I was walking in the mall and she was telling me, you know, things to do or talking. It's like I can go into a different mental state that I never had available to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel closer to it. Everybody keeps saying, I'm going to get hit with this grief and have to go to grief classes. And I don't feel that way. I feel close.
I'm still waiting for my grief class, and that was, what, 14 years ago? I'm still waiting for my grief. It hasn't happened. Right.
When she was dying, it was so painful.
That was the painful part.
I wasn't close to her. Now she's gone, and it's all freedom.
Check that out.
Pure love.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because.